Welcome back to The Current. I am your guide, Nadia Last. And if you've been paying attention to this podcast feed over the past several weeks, you may have noticed a resurgence in creative energy here. This podcast is very alive for me right now, and it's felt so fun to have all of these new ideas and interviews and collaborations and solo episodes flowing through. Today's episode is no exception. This is a new series that I'm calling Dear Nadia, and it's basically a therapist column where you can write in, call in about real life scenarios that are happening. You can share about them, and I will basically have a therapist take in to what this might mean. So today is a very juicy first episode, and it's called Dear Nadia, I had a dream about my ex. What do I do? So this is inspired by a client who sent me a message, a voice memo, and I received their permission to transcribe it and change identifying information to protect their privacy. But this is what the letter said. Dear Nadia, I had a dream last night, and it's not the first time. I feel like they've picked up a lot since my husband and I got married a couple of months ago. It was about my college ex-boyfriend. In the dream, we were staying in a house with a few of my college friends and my ex-boyfriend's family, who I used to be really close with. And also, my husband was there. In the dream, I cheated on my husband and my ex-boyfriend. In the dream, I cheated on my husband with my ex-boyfriend, and my husband was completely unfazed by it. It was so vivid, and I feel so weird about it because we just recently got married. I remember feeling extremely relieved when I woke up next to my husband, but also really guilty. What does this mean? What do I do? Oh, there's so much juicy energy to get into here and to unpack. There's so many different elements. But I want to ground this conversation in what the heck are dreams and why are they important for you to analyze, for you to dive into? To me, as a therapist, dreams can be one of the most important sources of guidance in our lives, both practically and spiritually. They help us understand our subconscious minds. They can also reveal patterns and themes in our lives, especially with regards to the relationships that we have, that we might not give space in our waking hours. Dreams can be very intense. They can be very visceral. They can be very memorable. They can be bizarre. They can be dramatic. They can be scary. And I want you to open yourself up to all dreams, even if they feel really disturbing to you in some way, because often our dreams will get more and more intense if there's a message that they're trying to deliver to us, but we're not paying attention. So if you actually start working with your dreams and processing them in your waking hours, you might find that the intensity of your dreams naturally settles down. And that's for you to experiment with. Dreams are also very symbolic. So even if they feel literal, look for the symbolism behind them, because there's often some you know, deeper meaning or hidden or nuanced meaning. And it can be really fun as you start to analyze your dreams. I also find in my life that my dreams can help me see around some corners. So it's a very odd experience. I'm not sure if you've had the experience of deja vu, which is being in a waking moment and having this feeling of, I've been here before. This happened to me when I was out to dinner with my friends the other week, and I was sitting next to my guy friend, and he ordered something, and he spoke to me about an experience he was having. I was like, whoa, I've heard you say this before. It's like, I had a dream. And he kind of dismissed it a little bit, but it feels very real to me. And so deja vu is a phenomenon that's widely understood and experienced, and it's kind of cool to think, perhaps there's something almost prophetic in my dreams. Perhaps time is not as linear as we believe it to be. And, you know, the other week I had a dream about my grandmother, and my mom called me that day and was telling me about something happening with my grandma. So I feel like it's just cool to open yourself up to the mystery of life and this idea that perhaps dreams are precursors to living experiences. They can be a wildly illuminating call and response with the universe. So let's get into this specific dream, dreaming about your ex. And I want to start by saying dreaming about your ex is so normal. It is so common. We have so much shame and stigma. And there's so much taboo about it, especially if we're with another partner. But it is one of the most common experiences that I work with clients. And actually, when I first started seeing a therapist many moons ago, I remember sheepishly walking into her office. I was driving a Vespa in San Francisco at the time. So I put down my helmet on the seat. And I remember telling her with so much trepidation, I'm like, hey, I know I'm in this committed relationship with my now husband, hi, Scott, but I keep having dreams about my ex-boyfriend. What does this mean? And I remember her giving me this knowing smile and saying, Nadia, if I had a dollar for every time someone came into my office and shared the exact same thing, I would be a much wealthier therapist. And that stuck with me because in that moment, she dispelled all of the shame that I was feeling. I felt so normal and connected to the fabric of normalcy of this human experience. And then those dreams actually became incredible fodder for our sessions together. We started unpacking, we started working with, and it was really fantastic. So I guess I want to start, if you're listening and you've had a dream about your ex-partner, it is so common. It's so normal. So what do you do with it? The first thing is not to ignore it, not to pretend that it'll go away, because again, our dreams have this way of coming back and becoming more and more vivid. As this person wrote in, this is not the first time that she's had this dream. And I believe that having dreams, particularly about exes that we had in our younger years, is so common because in those younger years, we usually don't have the space, the time, or the emotional capacity to really grieve and mourn and honor the loss that these breakups represented in our lives. Usually, they're really abrupt endings, and these people who we get attached to, especially the ones in their lives, like the family of this ex that was in the dream, they just leave our lives. And it's a very odd thing where we just kind of like abruptly get cut. And that's where trauma is created. Trauma, very widely, or I guess more loosely defined, is when something happens really abruptly, quickly, and intensely in a way that our bodies don't have the space or time to process and integrate. Dreams have this really funny way of bringing us right back into that feeling that we felt way back then. So it doesn't actually matter how much time has elapsed. In the case of this person writing in, it's been probably 15 years since they've been in college dating this person. And yet dreams, there can be 50 years between when the thing happened and when you're dreaming about it. But it's actually uncovering this pocket of emotion that's calcified within our body, waiting to be brought to the surface, worked with and processed and moved through. Many of you know the book title, The Body Keeps the Score, which is this idea that the body remembers. If the body moved through an experience that was traumatic or intense and didn't have the space to process, it will remember and there will be little pockets waiting to be let out. I also want to bring this idea to the fore that will help destigmatize a dream about an ex, which is that in many cases, we will continue to love people that we've been connected with in significant ways for the rest of our lives. Does that mean that you're going to stay in relationship with all these people? Probably not. Maybe. I know a good friend who actually stays close with all of her exes, and I really commend that if that works for you. But in many cases, people are no longer connected to their exes because it's really complicated. Can you still hold love for that person? I think the answer in many cases is yes. And when you open yourself up to that, it helps you grieve that person a bit more to realize my loss is that I still have care and attunement and love for this person. And yet it no longer has an outlet. So if you have a dream about an ex, especially one that you still care for, I would encourage you to work with that. Write a letter to that person. Take a walk and speak out loud to them. I also think that in this case, because this person recently got married, this dream could represent that her ex-boyfriend is actually thinking of her. Let me explain. When you get married, as this person recently did, their relationship was likely all over social media and discussed through the grapevine of their shared community. And so that ex might have had her on his mind. I also believe that we're connected through these sort of like invisible strings. There's actually a children's book that explains this called The Invisible String, but these invisible telephone wires to everyone that we've known in our life. even if they've passed, even if it's been years since we've connected to them. And when one person tugs on one end of the string, I really believe that there's a person on the other end that will likely feel that tugging. So that might be something that's happening. Now let's underscore the emotional layers that are here. So you said that your husband wasn't jealous in the dream. And I wonder if this is part of your subconscious kind of pushing the boundaries and attempting to figure that out. Is your husband not as jealous in real life? Do you want him to be a bit more protective of you? Do you feel kind of like unmoored in that there isn't as much jealousy or protectiveness in your relationship? Certainly something that you might be wrestling with there to unpack. The other thing is that you recently got married, and that's huge. So this cheating could represent in the dream how this beautiful union that you just created in your life could be so easily unraveled by infidelity. The relief that you felt when you woke up is really important to name and understand, because that's a huge guidepost to understanding your dream. Perhaps you are carrying a lot of responsibility, that now that you're married, there could be something that implodes this relationship, and that relief that you're still together when you wake up is really telling. You might be holding on to a lot there. Or perhaps you're feeling some kind of loss. Oftentimes in our culture of rebirth is also a death, but we don't look at the death part of, I guess another way of saying that is when we gain something, we're often losing something. And so in your wedding, which is often surrounded by so much celebration and joy and rebirth and excitement of this new phase of your life, it is a funeral of sorts. It's a death to your single years. It's the funeral of saying goodbye to only needing to take care of yourself. Or the death of being a sexual being in this world that is able to connect with more people in that way. Perhaps you're grappling with the communal, financial, and emotional implications that would happen if you were to cheat on your husband. It's a big deal. And so processing that can oftentimes be overshadowed by the overwhelming wave of euphoria and celebration that surrounds you during a wedding. So your mind might just be kind of processing all the other things that are at play as you shift into this new phase of life. So the end of this letter says, what do I do? And I would encourage you to spend some time thinking about this previous relationship, what that person represented. Again, sometimes it can be symbolic. Maybe it represented the free agency you felt in your younger years. Maybe there's some unprocessed gunk there, stickiness. Perhaps you are processing the loss of the connection to their family. Perhaps you're processing your wedding. There are a lot of things here, so sit with it. Spend some time writing a letter to this person. Or if it feels more symbolic what he represented, spend some time processing what this new phase of life means for you. But more than anything, keep paying attention to your dreams. They're certainly revealing a lot about what your subconscious is processing right now. And if you all listening feel like you have a question for me, I would love to hear from you. So you can submit a voice message, a voicemail, to the number that's going to be listed in my show notes. And I will basically take that recording and either transcribe it, or I'll actually share your voice in this episode. So you can leave a voice message that's anywhere from 30 seconds to a minute long, and I will include it in future episodes of this sub-series. And finally, one quick request. If you are receiving a lot from this podcast, I want to keep this podcast ad-free and marketing-free. This podcast has grown entirely organically through word of mouth and simple search. And the way that this continues is if you share it with a friend and or if you leave a review for this podcast. So you can do that. You can leave a rating on Spotify, and you can leave a written review on Apple Podcasts. Each review makes my day. So thank you so much in advance for doing that if you listen. And I can't wait to hear from you and incorporate more of your voices into the show. Let's go. Sending you a lot of love.